This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The hottest thing in higher education right now, as of like yesterday, the gap year. The White House announced yesterday Malia Obama is going to Harvard, but not till the fall of 2017 after her dad's out of a job. She's going to take a gap year after she finishes high school next month, giving a boost to a growing industry. From the Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott reports.
Malia Obama's plans were revealed just as the American Gap Association, yes, there is such a thing, kicked off its second annual Gap Year conference in Boston.
It was pretty interesting timing, actually. There was quite a lot of encouragement.
The association's Carl Hagler estimates each year 30 to 40,000 students take time off. That's a tiny fraction of college students, but a number he says has grown along with the intense pressure on kids to achieve.
A lot of students are expressing the need to take a break and really begin to get a better sense of who they are and what they want to do with their lives.
Dozens of programs have cropped up to help them through outdoor adventure, community service, or international travel. Drew Edwards directs Carpe Diem Education, which offers structured experiences in places like Latin America, Southeast Asia, and Africa.
Whether you're backpacking to Machu Picchu, whether you're doing some sort of volunteer work, it's not just, hey, I'm doing this cool thing, but where is this going to fit into my life as a whole?
All that self-discovery doesn't come cheap. An eight-month program runs about $19,000, though there are scholarships for low-income students. The University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, started a global gap year fellowship to make the experience more accessible. Admissions director Steve Farmer says around 40 students a year, or about 1% of the entering class, take time off first.
And most of them haven't involved a program. They've just involved students doing something that they thought was worthwhile.
And those students typically do better when they do start school. A study at UNC and Middlebury College found that students who took gap years had higher than predicted GPAs. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.